This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mediator Cotter said on Monday a truce between Israeli and Hamas forces in Gaza had been extended by 2 days, continuing a pause in 7 weeks of warfare that has killed thousands and laid waste to the Palestinian enclave. Later, the Israeli military said the Red Cross had confirmed 11 hostages were on their way to Israeli territory, the latest to be freed under the terms of the original truce that had been due to end on Monday night. The U.S. is welcoming the agreement for Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas to extend their pause and allow more hostage exchanges, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The original 4-day truce was to end today. Both warring sides have now agreed to push it 2 more days.
Now, in order to extend the pause, Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children.
At the White House.
We'd certainly like to see even that extension extended further until all the hostages are released. That's really the goal here.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the pause in fighting has also allowed a surge of humanitarian aid into Gaza, and the U.S. will keep pushing for more to flow in. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres described an extended truce between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas on Monday as a glimpse of hope and humanity, but warned it was not enough time to meet the aids of the Gaza Strip.
And I strongly hope that this will enable us to increase even more the humanitarian aid to the people in Gaza that is suffering so much.
The United Nations has been delivering some humanitarian aid to Gaza.